It was good to see this brother up on the piano. I don't think I've ever seen you playing those keys. You did a fantastic job. Give him a hand. You know, that takes a little bit to get up there and do that. I've done that for years and years and years in an apostolic service, because you people don't know when to quit. You just keep singing and singing and singing, and you got to keep playing. That was a good job. God bless you. Praise God. Good job here too. But I'm just wondering, where's the Leslie? What'd you do with it? It's in a room. You put it all together in a room. Well, we'll forgive you for that. I've got something, and I'm not going to preach. I don't think. Now, it's dangerous to give a microphone to a preacher. It really is. But there has been something that all year that's captivated my attention. And I try to say it every time I come to church. Right. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes, yes, yes.
You didn't get that. Right. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Okay.
Now, have you ever been depressed? Have you ever come to church and thought, I don't feel like doing this tonight? Don't you say yes. I've come to church and I thought, I got to get on the organ and I got to pump these people up, and then I've got to preach afterwards and pray for people, and I don't feel like it because I've had this problem and that problem and this problem. And as long as we locate our problems, and as long as we locate our discomforts, and as long as we locate what's not going right, guess what?
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Ain't no joy.
No.
And the devil don't have to do anything to tear up a service.
Right. Think about that.
Coming here and, oh man, I feel so bad. I can tell you about things that are going on in my body. It wouldn't do any good. I've got diabetes. I have 4 shots a day and have to take pills on the side. And every once in a while, I've got to take a nitroglycerin to kick that, whatever it is. And I can just tell you all kinds of things. Would that help? You ever been happy?
Uh-huh.
You didn't get happy thinking about depressive things. You didn't get happy thinking about garbage. Now let's connect the dots. If the joy of the Lord is my strength, and Lord knows we need strength.
Yes.
Lord knows we need strength in the church.
Yes.
We're fighting the war. We're fighting the battle. And you won't fight it. Now sit down. Let me just give you another one. You know what the word rejoice means? Partially. You're on the right track. You know what recycle means? You take something that you used and you make it usable again. Now joy, you were happy about this. You were thrilled about this. Now how many times does God have to give you a bank of things to be thrilling about? Why aren't we just keep bringing about, I remember when, I remember when, I remember when, and get happy about it all over again and experience the joy of the Lord all over again? That's rejoicing. And you know what the Bible said?
Rejoice
evermore. So you're down in the grubs when your girlfriend's giving you the sorry John letter. You ought to praise God for that. Hallelujah. When things haven't worked out right, when you don't have enough money to make the bills, you go back there. I remember when. I remember when I was over here and God came down. I remember when Hallelujah. And pretty soon, the things that you're going through right now will be covered over with the joy of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. You know what? Brother Milby Davis. Gotta shout for it.
If you want joy, shout for it.
If you want joy, shout for it. The joy of it. Now we'll see if, because some of you may not be able to do this. If you want joy, you gotta leap for it. If you want joy, you gotta leap for it.
Why don't you just thank God for that joy? Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Praise the Lord. He said, with joy shall you draw water. The wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Job said, the joy of a hypocrite is but for a moment. But I thank God that I'm not in that boat. Hallelujah. I've been to the water and I've been baptized. My soul got happy. My soul got happy and I'm satisfied. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We used to sing that song back when I was a kid. Yeah, we did. We used to sing that song when I was a kid. I told Sister Worth, I said, the song you sing and my mom used to sing when I was a kid. Amen. Praise God. Appreciate the old songs. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, are you glad to be in the house of the Lord? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We want Brother Micah to come, open up the word and to preach the word, and we're going to be hearers and doers of the word, and we're going to tell everybody around us that we believe it. Amen. We're going to tell all the devils in hell we believe it. Amen. We're going to tell God we believe it. Amen. And we're going to let the preacher know we're with him. Amen. Praise God. Lift your voice and give him thanks today. Oh, that's it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye people, and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph here tonight. To God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Man, Brother Milby, you could have continued. You could have continued, but it made me happy. But it made me look around as well, and it kind of made me look into where I'm going to get to going. But from what I can see is most of you or everybody wants joy. They want that joy. But there's something holding you back. And that's what I'm going to get to, but condemnation is a big one that will hold you back from getting your joy. Amen. Oh, let's get into it here tonight. Acts chapter number 16. There's something else I want to add to it is, have you ever heard the saying of you get out of the service what you put in? So if you put in half of your heart, you're not going to get as much out as you want. You can come and expecting getting everything and getting blessings and miracles. But if you come in and park yourself on a pew, those blessings and miracles aren't just going to walk up and hit you in the face. You've got to pray. You've got to work for it. You've got to ask God for it. Put everything you've got into that service. And I promise you won't walk away empty-handed. I promise you. Just taste and see. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Acts chapter number 16 and verse 25. Verse 25, and it says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. So they first prayed. We'll mark that down. They prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. So they didn't do this quietly. They were praying and singing praises to God out loud. Out loud, because the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. Loosed. There was no more chains holding them back. No more chains. Quickly going over to Romans chapter number 8. 8 and verse number 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen, amen. For just a short little period of time, I want to preach to you. God came to break every chain. God came to break every chain. If you'll put your Bibles down and ask the Lord here to move in this final part of this service. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight, and you may be seated. Amen, amen. We all were born in sin. We were all shapen in iniquity. In Psalms 51 and 5, it says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. From birth, we all had sins. From birth, we all had this thing, this gross, vile substance called sin. But God gave us a way. God gave us a way out, and that is called the Holy Ghost. Nobody is excused from receiving the Holy Ghost. There is nobody who gets an exemption card. You must
Be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Acts way. Acts chapter 2 and 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But, it does not stop there. Because it was not just good enough for them back then. It's still good enough for us today. Because it says, for the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. If it was good enough for Peter and the disciples, it's still good enough for us today here in Kansas. If it was good enough for all back then, it's good for every single one of us. Hallelujah. 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 Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 9, it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. It tells us we must have the Holy Ghost. However, getting the Holy Ghost is not a free ticket to do whatever we want to do. Getting the Holy Ghost does not excuse us from sinning. That we can't just go on and do whatever we want. That's the once saved, always saved doctrine. And we don't believe that. That holds no water. In 1 John chapter number 2. I'll get to that later. But 1 John 2 and 15. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You can't hold on to the world and the things of God. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17 says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. This tells me we, as Holy Ghost-filled saints of God, have no part of anything that is in that world. We have no right or no part to listen to what the world, the music the world puts out. Oh, we have no part in acting like the world. We have no part in dressing like the world. It says to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. This is why it's careful what we feed our ears. For listen to worldly music, that'll affect us. If we're looking at worldly things, that's going to affect our eyes. The eyes are the entrance into your heart. You better be careful what you look at. Better be careful. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Romans chapter number 6, verse number 1 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. For how shall we that are dead in sin live anywhere longer? People who want you to believe that accepting the Lord once or getting the Holy Ghost once, now you're saved forever. It's a lie. Because I've got a question. I'll put something down. I've got a question. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, if you can always be saved, if you can get the Holy Ghost, and then leave and do whatever you want, and you still say that you're saved, then answer me this. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. And now he gives a list of what cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So if you tell me you got the Holy Ghost, but you go out into the world and you're still saved, and you're doing one of these things, God says you can't make it into the kingdom of heaven. There's no once saved, always saved. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. None of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. But then Paul said, such were some of you. Such were some of you, but ye are washed. Ye are sanctified. You are justified to the saving of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Are you thankful for that washing here tonight? Are you thankful for the sanctification of God here tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. So it is possible to be saved and to lose out in making it to heaven.
All right.
But we are, as the scripture said, washed, sanctified, and justified. But with all of that said, we're kind of going to wrap and go into the first part of our text where it said, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. But it says it was at midnight. I'm not going to stay on this long, but it says at midnight. This is not a convenient hour to pray and sing praises to God. And we all get upset when pastors don't let us out at 9. But this was at midnight. If you go a couple of verses and you look above, not only was this at midnight, but they had been beaten. Paul and Silas took a beating before they were cast into a prison. Now, I'm going to kind of use our imagination. The prison they were cast in was not like a fancy jail we have today where you get meals and a free bed. But I can just imagine them sitting against a wall, something strapped over their ankles with chains locking it, and then chains around their wrist locking them, and just they can't do anything. They can't do anything. So the first, for the next little bit, I want to preach about the chains of sin. The chains of sin. The chains of sin. Now, we all know that we must repent to get rid of any kind of sin.
All right.
I just showed you in the Bible that it is not once saved, always saved.
All right.
Therefore, if you have committed a sin, you must repent of that sin.
Yeah.
Because it'll follow you to the grave and you won't make it into the kingdom of heaven. You must repent. The Apostle Paul says, I die daily, taking the flesh and laying it on the altar, slaying the flesh and being renewed in the Holy Ghost. Prayer is highly vital to us Christians, to us apostolics. It is how we communicate with God. It's our communication. It's our hotline, if you will, straight to the kingdom of God. Prayer is how we ask God for a miracle. Prayer is how we ask God for a healing.
All right.
Prayer is how we ask God to bless our finances.
All right.
Prayer is how we ask God to bring a backslider back into the sanctuary. Prayer is how we pray for revival. It's prayer how we connect and talk with God.
All right.
We are commanded to pray in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. And it says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Like I said, this is how you connect with God and pray for a miracle and a healing. James 5:15 says, and the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. If you've got faith and you know how to pray, the Bible says that you will be healed. God will raise you up. Your prayer is how you can pray for blessings on your home and on your finances. But your prayer is how you can repent of your sins if you might have fallen short. Your prayer is how you come back to God if you have backslidden and not and coming back and trying to come back. The rest of James 5:15 says, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You must pray to repent. Prayer is very important. Prayer is so important. Can I encourage some people to step it up in your prayer life?
Yes. Yes.
I want to encourage you to step it up. If you feel like you're falling back and you're getting weak, look at your prayer life. If you feel like you're struggling and the temptations are attacking you, look at your prayer life. I encourage you, step up your prayer life. Jesus' name. It was prayer that saved Daniel out of the mouths of the lions. It was prayer that saved David when he prayed for repentance after sinning with Bathsheba. Prayer is your answer. Amen. Prayer is your answer. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. It is not meant for us to come to church and be a pew sitter and just warm up a pew during pre-service prayer. It is not the will of God for us to come and pray in our minds and just be like, God hears me. God knows all. God is omniscient. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. But there is a verse that I'm going to break down for you. Just a little bit. James 5 and 16 says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent, these two words come from one Greek word, energeo. And this simply means power. It means to be operative, be at work, or to put forth power. Another place I found just says energized, energized. It doesn't say the whispering prayer of a righteous man availeth much, but it says an effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Right. Oh, Jesus' name. Right. Jesus' name. Right. It doesn't say if you meditate your prayer that you're going to availeth much. It's going to be, got to get more than out of your mind. It's got to get out with power and with energy. Right. Pray, pray, pray. Name. Amen, amen. Sitting on a pew, to me, y'all know me, sitting on a pew does not show a lot of energy. Sitting on a pew is not energized. Thinking it in your head is not energized. It's not showing the power of God. I'll tell you, the devil does not have the power to see what you are thinking. Yes, after you speak your thoughts, he can know. But the devil is not omniscient. So if you're sitting there and you're meditating your prayer, how are you making the devils in hell tremble at your prayer? How is that possible? Yes, I know God knows what you're thinking. But if you're going through a warfare, because the Bible says we are in a spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. If we are in a spiritual warfare, I ask you, why are we not praying like we're in a spiritual warfare with power? Why are we not letting the devil hear our voices? Oh, Jesus. God, we come here for a great service tonight. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's important that we let our voices ring out. It's important that we let them hear what we want to say. If we're praying for a miracle, it's not going to get far. It's not going to get far if you meditate. But it's like the pastor said this morning. When you step out of your boat, when you step out of your comfort zone and pray, then your prayer will be answered. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Right now, stepping out of your pew wherever you're at, going above and beyond the abnormal, what everybody else is going to do. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's lift our hands right now and pray. Oh, Jesus' name. Come on, let's use our voices. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, God. Oh, we love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For I encourage you, step it up in pre-service prayer. Step it up on Tuesday night prayers. Step it up in your personal life prayer. Oh, what you've done, change it, change it. Try something different. If it takes praying at the front during pre-service prayer for you to get an effectual, fervent prayer out, I urge you, just give it a try and see what God does. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Bible and the rest of our text, the Bible goes on. And it said, they prayed. They first prayed. So we must first pray. Like I said, if you've got something wrong, you've got to pray for repentance. But after they were done praying, they began to worship God with all of their heart. Because I believe it was all with all of their heart. Me personally, because if the other prisoners were hearing, they were doing something vocally. They were doing something with some energy. They were doing something with some power. Because the Bible says, suddenly There was a great earthquake. And all the doors, not just one, it wasn't a little earthquake, but all the doors and everyone's bonds were loose. Everyone's bonds were loose after they worshiped God. It is natural. It is a natural response for someone who is depressed and living under condemnation to not want to worship God. Oh, it's very easy if you're living in condemnation to not have that joy. It's so easy. In Psalms 137, it says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And they responded and said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Oh, it's easy when you're living in condemnation for the devil to hound you with lies. You sin. I saw what you did last week. Don't pretend that you can worship and get the joy of the Lord, because I saw what you were looking at on your computer last week. Oh, I saw and I heard the songs that you were listening to. I saw, I heard everything that you were entertaining and laughing at. Oh, and you think you're going to get the joy of the Lord? You haven't won a soul to God in a long time. You think that you're going to be able to worship God? It's that voice of condemnation hounding you. Hounding you. And this is why I want to talk about the chains of condemnation. For yet, and this is why I said let's use our imaginations. Because yes, if we've repented and we've broken the chains of sin around our hands, this is kind of where I want our imagination. Let's say the chains of sin are around our hands. Because now we have that ability to surrender to God, but yet there's still chains of condemnation wrapped around our feet. And yet it's stilling the joy of the Lord. It's stilling your shout. And what you used to be able to worship all across the front, all you can do is stand and clap your hands. The devil has stolen your joy. He stole your joy. He stole your joy.
Restore the joy.
Oh, in Jesus' name. But something happens when you begin to worship God. Something happens when you just start to dance. Something happens when you begin to leap for joy. Oh, there's just something about worshiping God that breaks the chains of condemnation. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I don't have much further to go, but this morning we heard of Joshua. Joshua. What worship did for Joshua. In verse 16 of Joshua 6, it says, and it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. They haven't drawn a sword. They haven't got engaged in battle. All they're doing is shout. And Joshua is already saying, God hath given you the city. In verse 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout. And it was so great that the walls fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. We can talk about Gideon and how he had no weapons. No weapons. And he had an army of thousands of guys. And God sent them all home and said, go conquer the Midianites with 300 people. 300 men out of thousands. And I'm not even telling you, do not take a sword. Don't take a spear. I want you to take a pitcher with a lamp. And I want you just to go and I want you to take a trumpet. And when I say break them and blow your trumpets. And God gave Gideon a mighty victory. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to give one more example as we're all standing here tonight. I feel like God wants to break some chains of some people tonight. I feel like God wants to break the chains of condemnation once and for all. You will never have to deal with it again. Oh, God. in 2 Chronicles chapter number 20 and verse number 15. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat." So a little backstory. There's two people, the children of Ammon and the children of Midian. They're coming and they're threatening Jehoshaphat, saying, "We're going to take you over. We're going to take your land." And this is the Lord talking. And he said, "Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of these great multitudes. For the battle is not yours, but God's. But God's. But God's." Verse 22, and he says, "And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord," all they did was sing and praise. "And the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." I'm telling you, something begins to happen when you worship God with all of your heart. I'm not talking about a little cute little patty cake and a cute little dance. But I'm talking when you get out and you lose yourself in worship. When God breaks the chains of condemnation. I read to y'all Romans 8 and 1, where it says, "There is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." But it didn't stop there. Because in verse 31 it says, "What shall we then say to these things?" So you're sitting there in your condemnation. But then he says, "What thou therefore shall we say? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Oh, yeah. But he's not done. Because in verse 34, he says, "Who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." Who, this verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" But then there's one more thing. "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." Holy Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you, child of God, if you've been living in condemnation, there's nothing that can separate you. Nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Say you've been living in your condemnation long enough. I don't care what you did a year ago. I don't care what you did 30 years ago. Condemnation is no more. God is here to break your chains. Some of y'all step out and worship God like you never have before. Come on, that's it. The devil is a liar. It doesn't matter. shackles around your feet are coming off tonight. Those shackles are coming off.